My. I know you've been a busy person. Give us a little more on this lawsuit that the Justice Department has filed.
Well, there's an earlier iteration of that where apparently in your state, a Supreme Court candidate for the state Supreme Court lost an election by under 1,000 votes. And he brought a lawsuit to invalidate, I think, a several hundred thousand ballots because it was missing either the last four digits of the Social Security number or the entire driver's license. That case went all the way to the Supreme Court. He eventually dropped it. And so the Justice Department of the federal government under the Trump administration has essentially created, you know, yet another second attempt here to invalidate and toss out of the voter rolls up to 200,000 ballots or registrations that they claim are deficient, defective, because they do not meet the standard for voter integrity by having those that piece of data in the registration form. The election board is saying, look, you know, we're aware of the problem and we're prepared to fix it, but we're not going to simply disqualify. You know, this is a very much a Democrat versus Republican talking point. Democrats are saying we're not purging the election rolls because we think that that in many cases will affect persons of color. And so we're not going to, especially in the South, we're not disqualifying people. But we are aware of this, and going forward, we're going to make sure that our ballot registration forms actually include that information and that we actually take the information before adding them to the roll.
Now, it's almost like here in North Carolina, it's like the case that won't go away. The Democratic Associate Justice Allison Riggs defeated Republican challenger Jefferson Griffin in the case that you're discussing there by 734 votes. And something that I read that's interesting, of course, that election is now certified. So this election, this seat is not at stake with this decision. But what I'm really wondering, I'm checking into, this goes back to, it was called the, what's it, the 2002 Help America Vote Act. So
that's right.
Did Democrats actually set this up back in 2002?
Right. So remember, this goes back to the George W. Bush administration. And no, my understanding that this was a Republican-led initiative.
Okay.
Remember, in those days, you know, this was in the aftermath of Bush v. Gore.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when you think about it, you say, well, yeah, you know, this is all related to Donald Trump's claim that the 2016 election had been stolen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's an earlier iteration of that with Bush v. Gore because if you remember, the Supreme Court at the end, essentially, you know, the issue there as well was to disqualify ballots from Miami and other counties that they thought were defective, and that those ballots were disqualified, Al Gore would have won that election. So that was an earlier version where people were claiming that there were voter rolls that could not be verified or trusted. Mm-hmm. And so that's where that legislation came from. But again, after that, you know, it took another almost two decades before people started using the word voter verification, right? Mm-hmm. That became a talking point in Donald Trump's first election and then the second election. That in which he lost in 2020. So then all of a sudden the question is, well, is there any legislation that requires election boards to be in compliance with rules that verify? Because remember, all of this was thrown out the window during COVID because the idea there was we can't bring people. Normally they're saying even if your information is missing, if you show up to the precinct and show your driver's license, it doesn't matter, mm-hmm. right? So, but what happened in 2020 is people didn't vote. They voted by mail and they voted by absentee ballot. So So that's where this issue said, well, wait a minute, if you can't prove who you say you are by getting in your car and showing up to your precinct, then this statute says that your vote, your ballot is defective. But state election officials all over the country said, you know what, not during the pandemic. During the pandemic, we're going to give you every opportunity. So that's why you saw lots of missing data cases that ultimately was part of the 60 lawsuits that Donald Trump filed to try to, you know, invalidate so many of the election results, precisely because voter registration was ignored by state election officials all over the country that said, let's just make it easier for people to vote, and we'll just what if it comes in, if a ballot comes in, we'll count it.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, thanks so much for joining us. I know you're busy following multiple lawsuits being filed. Thanks again for your time today.
Anytime, my friend.
You
thank you.
Got it.